As a young musician, concert pianist Laura Downs was often discouraged by the lack of diversity in her field. Downs is half black, and growing up, there were very few well-known black composers or performers in classical music. Now, today, she's trying to change that with a project we've been following at Morning Edition. Each month, for as long as she can keep it up, Downs is releasing a mini-album meant to showcase the work of overlooked or forgotten black composers. And you can hear the music on her label, Rising Sun Music. This fall, Downs is putting out three EPs inspired by the Great Migration. That's the exodus of millions of black Americans from the South in the early to mid-20th century. Laura Downs joins us to talk about her new recordings. Well, great to talk to you, Laura.
It's so nice to be here. Good morning.
All right, so tell us about this composition we're hearing.
It's called Out of the South Blew a Wind, and it was composed by Florence Price in 1946. It's set to a poem by a singer named Fanny Carter Woods, who was the granddaughter of a former slave. And I think that this poem just perfectly encapsulates the energy and impetus of the Great Migration. The text goes, "Out of the South blew a soft, low wind. On its wings was the joy of a dream." And you can really hear that joy in Florence Price's music.
That little run there at the end, Laura, that gave me some tingles and it made me smile, too. What's Florence Price's story? Was she a migrant, too?
She was. She was born in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1887. And she was a brilliant musical prodigy. She gave her first piano performance when she was four. She published her first composition when she was 11 years old. In 1927, she and her husband moved their family to Chicago after a lynching in Little Rock and a wave of really intense racial violence. And she became a central figure in the Chicago Black Renaissance of the 1930s. She wrote prolifically, and she was actually the first female Black composer ever to have her work performed by a major American orchestra, the Chicago Symphony.
Wow.
So she was a real trailblazer, and yet it's only now that her music is finally getting the recognition it deserves.
Let's listen to another piece of music. All right, Laura, what are we hearing?
This is by Henry T. Burley. It's a piano suite called From the Southland. He wrote it in 1911. It's a set of short pieces with titles like Through Moaning Pines and In the Cold Moonlight. There's this sense of melancholy and loneliness in this music. It really evokes the first steps of a perilous journey to an unknown place or, you know, a night flight alone through dark woods with only the stars above showing your way.
Who was Henry Burley?
Unlike Florence Price, Burley was born in the North, in Erie, Pennsylvania. His connection with spirituals and plantation melodies came from his grandfather, who had been born enslaved. As a young man, Burley supplemented the family's income by taking singing jobs in local churches. And then in 1892, he won a scholarship to the newly founded National Conservatory of Music in New York. And right at that time, the great Czech composer Antonín Dvořák had just come to America to serve as the conservatory's director. He started hearing Burley singing spirituals at night in the hallways as Burley was doing odd jobs for extra income. And Dvořák was fascinated by these melodies. And this would become a hugely important moment in the history of classical music, because not only did Dvořák encourage Burley to preserve these melodies in his own concert compositions, but Dvořák himself started writing themes inspired by these songs. And Burley's compositions and his arrangements of Black spirituals translated a musical tradition that was born in slavery onto the concert stage. And this music stands now as a masterful example of a uniquely American art form.
Wow, nice. All right, let's listen to one more piece. You know, if this were in a movie, I would think that you'd be arriving somewhere brand new, like the sun coming up on the new place that you're going to settle to.
You're very perceptive. This is called Settle.
Oh,
it's the third.
Good.
Yeah. It's the third and last movement of a string quartet. You notice I wasn't playing that. It's a string quartet by a composer named Carlos Simon. And it's called Warmth from Other Suns. And yeah, you're right. This piece reflects the hope and promise of this arrival in a place where you can finally put down some new roots. You can lift your face to the warmth of a new sun. And maybe you can even reach and touch the sky.
And unlike the other composers, this is someone writing about the Great Migration from the perspective of today. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Carlos Simon is really one of the most sought-after American composers of this generation. He's everywhere. He's from Atlanta, 35 years old. He's currently serving as the composer in residence at the Kennedy Center. And to me, Carlos represents a new generation of Black artists, a new renaissance. These are writers whose voices combine past and present with a confident and urgent sound, and you can hear that in this piece. It was really Carlos's piece, representing the beginning, middle, and end of the Great Migration, that inspired me to record this music that I'm sharing with you today. I wanted to capture the experience of the migration both from the perspective of composers who lived it and also from the viewpoint of a young composer who's experiencing a completely different 21st century reality. Because to me, this story is still being written. There's a continuity here, and this journey, it's ongoing.
Laura Downs, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
She's a concert pianist and the host of NPR Music's Amplify with Laura Downs. And you can hear these recordings on her label, Rising Sun Music.